Welcome to Mayor on the Mic with Marinette Mayor Steve Genesot and Ward 4 Alderman Mike Wolf. Join us now for a behind-the-scenes look at the real issues impacting the city of Marinette.
It's time for Mayor on the Mic. I'm Mike Wolf, along with Marinette Mayor Steve Genesot, and we are thinking about moving. Steve, tell me what's going on.
Well, as you know, Mike, the council decided to borrow money to relocate the police department and city hall, and that was approved. And in the interim, we're looking at the options at moving to the armory as well as city hall, and we're doing our due diligence right now to make sure soils conditions and we're ready to move and what those costs might be associated.
And then there was a big monkey wrench thrown into the operation at City Hall.
There was. And, you know, why put money into a sinking ship, they say? The elevator failed its test. So we have to consider if we're going to relocate before or put money into this building and repair the elevator and go from there.
Now, what are the options here? I know that there is a building available that might be a good option for a relocation of City Hall rather than build a brand new building. Could you tell me about that?
Well, I think we've made, because of the mechanicals here, we've kind of put that to death that we're not going to keep just the City Hall staff here and move police department and retain City Hall. That hopefully will be repurposed. There's only about 15 people left. Why keep a 30,000 square foot building, renovate, put in a few million here or a couple million? So the thought is look at other buildings. We looked at an armory as building a standalone building next to the police department, but we have also looked at other buildings. Obviously, the university is one of the considerations we looked at for quite some time. Vacant buildings not being used. City could easily locate the city hall there very easily. Hopefully keep some of the buildings alive. And we've got a great theater there. We'd love to see that campus in some capacity still be there for the future.
And, you know, when you listen to this, I really want the people to understand that we want your opinion on these things. We want you to come to the meetings at City Hall and voice what you think the city should do, whether we should spend a bunch of money on a building we're moving out of and then build another building that doesn't exist and do the soil tests. But in that time, the second and third floor will essentially be unusable here. Or do we move directly to something that's already existing and do as quick a renovation job on that particular building as possible?
Well, you know, the thought, why we brought that up was it's available right now. The county just worked out an agreement with the YMCA for one of their buildings that was a former UW field house with some funds that are available from the state of $500,000. There's $2 million total. So the thought is, could the city also get another $500,000 to renovate the library and take the building, maybe put a small portion more, maybe another $500,000. Instead of spending $3.5 million on a new building, we only spend $500,000. And we keep that campus alive. Maybe one of the buildings still has to come down. That's for the county to decide. But we're trying to do what's best for taxpayers' dollars. We know there's going to be some additional cost with soil conditions, and obviously this elevator was a big hiccup.
It's Mayor on the Mic with Mayor Steve Genesot of Marinette. I'm Mike Wolf.
Join us again next time for Mayor on the Mic with Marinette Mayor Steve Genesot and Ward 4 Alderman Mike Wolf.